Here's a little quiz. Is it a question of tax equity in America? Or is it a question of finding new revenue sources for dealing with the deficit? Or is it a convenient campaign issue that pits a frustrated billionaire against an inflexible Congress? If you chose all of the above, you're really onto something here. The White House wants America to know that it agrees with billionaire Warren Buffett on taxes. The capital gains tax rate of 15% means that the very wealthy, whose income comes from investment profits, get taxed at a lower rate than people who earn their income from their job. Warren Buffett is one of those capital gainers, so is Mitt Romney. And while Buffett thinks that people who make above a certain amount should pay a higher percentage of their income, closer to what most middle-class taxpayers pay, Mitt Romney and the GOP leadership say taxing capital gains destroys jobs. A week out from a critical vote on the so-called Buffett rule, the White House is releasing a report today making the economic case for it. Later today, the president will speak to a crowd at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, where the Buffett rule will be the central focus of his speech. Joining us now is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Welcome to the program, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
So White House insiders say this is the issue that was given to them by Eric Cantor and John Boehner, the House GOP leadership. Do you think they can make good on that assumption?
Well, they're certainly going to try, and the rhetoric and vote around the Buffett rule is sort of a linchpin around a broader Democratic, broader Obama strategy in the election here. This vote on the Buffett rule is just about some of the richest people in the country. This report that just came out this morning from the White House that you mentioned, John, makes a case, but really only makes a case around 55,000 or 60,000 American taxpayers. Those are millionaires who do pay a lower tax rate than most people in the middle class, people making between, let's say, $50,000 and $90,000.
Right.
It's a relatively small slice of people, but the theme is clear. The theme is clear. President Obama has called it shared sacrifice. He has called it getting people to pay their share. And while it's called the Buffett rule at this point, John, let's you and I call this what it is since it's election season. This is the Romney rule. This is all about Mitt Romney. Call it the Buffett rule if you wish, because he's on Obama's side on this. But this is really about Mitt Romney, whose last 2 years of his tax returns reveal a functional tax rate of around 14.3%. 14.4, which is that, you know, just below that capital gains rate when middle class people are paying more on the order of 21 or 22.
So, now, we've explored those details on the program, and you've reported them as well. The question really is, can the White House make that, nomenclature stick? I mean, it's been the Buffett rule for, more than a year now. Will they, we can say it's the Romney rule, but can the White House make Americans believe it's the Romney rule?
Well, they have certainly gotten a lot of cues from the Republican primary already. The White House campaign, the Obama campaign from Chicago, not the White House. We need to differentiate.
Right.
The Obama campaign yesterday on a conference call with reporters, launching a broad theme around Mitt Romney's taxes. Oh, he's only released 2 years of his tax returns. Why not more? Other candidates have released far more. So that they have a much broader theme coming through here that will last throughout this campaign. And, they weren't the ones who, yes, they've been pushing this during the Republican primary, but the Republican primary and Mitt Romney's tax returns coming from people like Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum is the thing that really brought this into the fore. And also, how do we know this is much broader? You mentioned that Senate vote, which will come next week, which will let members of Congress, in this case the Senate, sign up with a vote yay or nay as to whether they think, in the White House's terms, the richest 55, or some of the richest 55,000 people in the country should pay at least as much as, as sort of the middle 20%.
How much political significance does the tax equity issue have here that you've just outlined versus the amount of revenue to be actually raised by this tax bill if it should go through?
It's pretty difficult to make the fiscal case for this, that this is really a linchpin for the deficit. In the White House, they've kind of tried, but it's a little bit half-hearted. Here's how we know this. The best score that we've gotten on the Buffett rule, the amount of revenue that raises, is $47 billion over 10 years. Now, compare that to what you would get by rolling back the Bush tax cuts for the richest tax bracket. That's over $800 billion. So this is only about 6% of that. Which is not much. The White House has not really tried too much to make a deficit reduction case for this or an economic health case for this. This is a fairness case, which makes it a political case, ultimately.
Right. But then is it a step back from the extension of the Bush tax cuts? Is basically the White House and the campaign conceding that, all right, we'll keep those tax cuts in place. We won't touch those rich people. We'll just touch this much narrower group. Call it tax equity and, let the deficit go where it may.
They say no. The White House says this is the logical and fair place to start. We're still for rolling back the Bush tax cuts for a broader cross-section of wealthier people, and not just around capital gains, but around their marginal income rates as well. We should take a moment just to give the Romney campaign response to this,
sure.
Because after the Obama campaign yesterday was harping on Mitt Romney's tax returns and saying he should release more than just 2 years, back came the Romney campaign to say, isn't it interesting that Barack Obama is the first person in recent memory to be openly campaigning on a platform of higher taxes. So they're drawing a broad brush there. Higher taxes on whom? Well, people like Mitt Romney, of course, but that's their response, that the president is running on higher taxes.
Now, you, being a very careful reporter, made the distinction between the campaign, the Obama campaign based in Chicago, and the White House, as we know, based there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Jay Carney, White House press secretary, wasn't necessarily making much of that distinction yesterday when he was talking about this subject. Listen.
I think that every senator who votes on it will have to examine for himself or herself whether or not they want to vote for a bill that says millionaires and billionaires should not pay taxes on their income at a lower rate than middle-class Americans, or vote against it. And they will have to explain to their constituents why they don't agree with that principle.
Now, is that the national presidential campaign coming out of Jay Carney's mouth, or is that we want our 60 votes back in the Senate campaign?
Well, that's just a little bit of both, and it can get harder and harder to differentiate between the two. Look, Harry Reid has the right to put it on the floor, and he will next week. Take a look at the president's schedule today, however, this trip down to Florida. The Buffett rule speech in Boca Raton, as you mentioned, John, yes, it's a White House speech. However, this trip to Florida has how many campaign fundraisers mixed in there? Three. So even the president's day kind of gives you a little bit of confusion as to whether it's the White House speaking or OFA, Obama for America speaking, or Senate Democrats, but it's all in there.
And what if Warren Buffett just suddenly gets a call from one of his Republican pals and backs off the whole thing sometime
well,
this summer?
Ouch. Jimmy Buffett will be there. It's Florida.
John Swillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.